Tom Isis had just said, know that everything's okay and, like, everything happened before you got here.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, not having to go away and her still being pregnant, I feel like that would have just been a stress on my mind and on everyone's mind. So being able to get all of that out the way, he's here and healthy, is definitely a plus.
Nice to shift back into football mode. I mean, that aside, now that he's arrived, that you just, now it's time to go to work.
Oh, yes, definitely. Being able to just focus on one thing, being able to take care of him and the family, and being able to just focus on football now is definitely a positive.
Does this team need to hit the practice field just to kind of wash away some of the craziness that's been going on with the front office? And I mean, this is a franchise that isn't really in the headlines nationally a ton, and they have been the last couple weeks.
It comes with the everyday life. I mean, of an NFL team, NFL players, regardless of what's going on around us, wins, losses, we're always a team that's on the field. We're going to have fun while we're out there for however long it may be.
Darryl, the defense clearly stepped it up the last couple days of mandatory minicamp. I think finished out the spring on top. How do you guys keep that momentum and kind of hassle that offense right out of the gate?
Well, it's going to start with Coach Wilkes, and that's where he said it always does. He's going to start it off with energy. He wants us to bring it each and every day, each and every snap, and every rep, just giving it everything that we got, not going against our offense, but trying to make the entire team better.
But it feels a lot better this time around coming into camp than it did last year.
Yeah, I was talking about that last night. I was like, man, last year I was all anxious, not knowing what to expect. This year I'm more relaxed, just ready to go out there and compete.
Now that you've had a year to digest your first season, what do you kind of take away from it?
Just honestly, at the end of the day, this is all football. Having fun, I got a lot more experience under my belt, being able to make plays, being able to expect what's going to happen, what may happen, learning what's going on around me and what the other 10 other guys are doing, being able to play a lot faster as well.
Was that the best way to learn, in your opinion, just to be kind of thrown into it?
No one wants to be thrown into the fire and then get burnt and then go, ouch, that hurts. But, I mean, it happened that way, and God had a plan for it to go that way, and hopefully it shows out for even better.
So with that experience, what are you going to say to the younger guys?
Honestly, don't let your highs get too high. Don't let your lows get too low. At the end of the day, it's football. Just keep working towards everything that's going on, and you're going to be good.
Playing fast report, does that come from not having to think so much about what you're having to do now? It just comes natural?
Yes, definitely. Knowing exactly of everything that's going on in the defense, having it down to a science, what you can do, what you cannot do, you can move a lot faster. You don't have to really think, maybe I can do this, maybe I can do that. You can just go make the plays.
Can you remember what you were thinking on this day last year?
The South Carolina Heat. Mentally, I feel a little bit more ready for it than I did last year.
But it's hot up in Charlotte right now, too.
Has James started smack talking already?
He never stops. We text basically like every day. So he's already down there. He checked in and weighed in. So he's talking smack because he made his weight compared to he think I'm not going to make mine. But
being that y'all came in together, have you guys discussed maybe goals, maybe in how to push each other or what you guys see for yourselves in the future of this team?
Well, we compete each and every day. I mean, regardless of it, it's kind of like a non-spoken agreement. We're going to go out there. We're going to compete, try to make plays. And at the end of the day, I mean, the coaches tally the stats. So, I mean, that's the end competition.
You got a takeaways bet going on? Any takeaways bets going on?
Coach Wilkes, he has friendly competitions that we all go through, so it should be pretty fun.
How good can this team be?
Oh, man, we are, the sky is the limit. Honestly, we have no ceiling because if everyone plays to their top-notch potential, everyone that makes that 53-man roster, we can be as great as we want to be.
Because you guys regrouping as a team here, will the front office shakeup kind of be maybe a topic of conversation for the first couple of days, then something that kind of quickly goes away in the locker room?
Honestly, that's in our locker room, that's nothing that we ever worry about. I mean, at the end of the day, those aren't decisions that we make. We're out here to just play football and compete at the highest level.